On our program today, we are visiting with B.J. McGinn. He is the Interim Executive Campus Dean, Boone Campus, Des Moines Area Community College. I have it down pretty good right now, B.J. And Athletic Director.
Yeah, I think you're getting there. The goal is to do 6 months of this, and we're working on about nine, so you're getting extra practice on that title.
We'll keep working on it. Are they looking? Have they told you? Are they looking? Where are they at? Or is there so many other things happening?
No, there are a lot of things going on. We're still kind of wrapping up some of the reorganization, job title adjustment, things going on district-wide, not only on the Boone campus. But in terms of the campus dean position, it was posted, I want to say, mid-January.
Okay.
And it actually closes Sunday, I believe.
Okay.
And then they'll, start the process with the committee, and then they'll score the applicants, figure out who they're going to select to do 3 to 5 interviews, and then narrow it probably down to 2 at some point, and then bring those people to campus. Then I think ultimately the committee will have a recommendation, and then it ultimately goes to the exec board down in Ankeny, and they kind of make that final decision.
Slow but sure.
That's right.
It's a process.
We just keep paddling the boat.
In the meantime, we just keep paddling and going forward. And some of the things that last time when we visited, you had talked about, we had seen some really good numbers. You knew the numbers are good. Didn't know specifically Boone campus, but then we find out system-wide, you had said we expect really good numbers for enrollment. Those numbers did come out here in the last week and a half. Good-looking numbers for people on campus, not just here, but the other campuses, too.
Sure. I mean, district-wide, I think we're up, probably right around 3 or 4%. I can tell you on our campus, specifically here in Boone, our face-to-face class numbers and our credit count and head count are all about 6.5%. And so, we're kind of turning that corner back to getting, more bodies in the classroom. You can see that when you drive by and there's a lot more cars in the parking lot than we've had in the last couple of years. The dormitories have more students in them than they have, the last couple of years. So we're really making those strides. I know that the pathway deans are working on, the class schedules for fall of 25. And looking at, when can we, offer more face-to-face offerings on each campus. But, obviously we're particularly concerned about making sure that we have a fair amount of courses offered here. It's unique because you got to get a grid put together to make them all work. And so you have to get all of the 10, pathway deans, what have you, to kind of help.
Do they need to work together? Are we saying they need to work together?
and they do. But I think, and they really have made some strides. Everybody's working their way through new system, right? New stuff. We've got our faculty that kind of helps with some input on, some of these committees. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I talked with one of our people yesterday that was going to work on setting up some class. From an athletic perspective, we need to try and be done by 2 because we've got to travel a lot of times to compete, or we'll have practice, just different stuff. And I got to get everybody squeezed in, from 2 to 7, essentially, and obviously the addition of the field house has made a big difference with that. But still, in adding sports, we're up to 13 now with the addition of men's and women's track and field, esports. We had our first intercollegiate esports event last Friday. And then we are offering competitive dance now, too. And so, just the space and the timing and stuff, we've got to make sure that we get all those things squeezed in. And that starts with getting the classes scheduled to get all that, this big puzzle, if you will.
It is a puzzle,
To go together, because when you're, one of the duties that I do have also is the facility scheduling, right? So we're talking field house, weight room, the competitive gym, right? And we've got games, we've got practices, we've got camps, we've got other events like a STEM festival, just as an example, which is coming up.
That's in April.
Correct. Those are things that we're hosting the Knights of Columbus free throw tournament again, right? So we have a lot of different things. We had Dan Gable here, right?
Yeah.
There's a big puzzle, and it all works together. And so you have to really make sure that your checks and balances, and then you have to get everything on the Ad Astra to make sure that you have heat, which we want that right now because it's going to be below zero every night next week.
Yeah. Well, there is that.
So, but yeah, so I think, you know, but yeah, again, head count, credit count's up about 6.5%. And, you know, we're just in the process of, you know, continuing growing that. Mm-hmm. And I think the addition of some of these, you know, sports that we have added will increase our numbers in the classroom here on campus.
One thing, and are you seeing, because we've talked about these things in the past, but we had that group that was in school and went through the pandemic and weren't in school and then were gradually in high school and stuff working their way up. But now they're comfortable being in the classroom. They want, and I know your teachers like to have them in the classroom.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, and I think that it's you're seeing that trend really picking up of we want that experience of being in the classroom, being face to face. You know, you still, you know, at today's age, you know, you got your, you know, online component.
Yeah, and DMAC's always had that. You've always been kind of one of the leaders in being able to do that because you've had students that were not on campus all the time.
That's correct. You know, I would say probably every student has maybe at least one online class in addition to their other, you know, three or four face-to-face or, you know, that they have. But yeah, it's coming along. We feel good about, you know, where we're at with things right now.
Yeah, and of course you guys have pretty good numbers on dual enrollment too, with a lot of high school kids participating.
Yeah, no, we do, and that's certainly our. I mean, Boone High School takes a lot of advantage of that. I mean, I see a lot when I'm working with eligibility reports and, you know, evaluating transcripts. But that's also, you know, I would say district wide. I would say statewide. You know, I very rarely have a student that I'm going through a report that has less than 6 or 9 credit hours that they
already.
Do credit already.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's really been a big thing. And it helps our students stay on pace to graduate on time, mm-hmm. You know, and not have to press taking 18 hours in a term. They can, you know, take a few coming in, maybe squeeze something in, you know, in the summer.
It gives them that flexibility, doesn't
it? Yep, it does. And going to school away for that first semester is hard. I remember that day, those days, you know, just trying to figure out how everything works. And I mean, I remember we didn't have cable growing up, so I remember getting to watch VH1 for the first time. That was a lot more interesting going to class. So I had to kind of get things figured out.
and we learned at an early age not to do labs like real early in the morning, or the certain classes you just don't do them at 8, don't take that 8 o'clock one. Except for maybe if you did history here with Charles, that might be entertaining.
He keeps it interesting.
Did want to say, I know last week, I believe, you or earlier in the month, you did go to the Coffee Connections. You brought some breakfast samples.
We did.
I didn't say you brought them here.
Right. Well,
out to Cobblestone.
But we did. I went out and attended that, and DMAC provided some pizza, some breakfast pizza there for that event. Alice Herb and her staff donated that to the event, and you know, we had menu out there. Just talk a little bit about the cafe. You know, the cafe is really, really growing. I mean, we're doing almost double the numbers that we were a year ago. And a large portion of that is the Department of Transportation.
Sure.
But also we're seeing a lot of community people coming in and, you know, having breakfast, you know, having lunch now even.
Yeah.
So they are open daily, Monday through Friday from 7 to 1. And it is open to the public, so feel free to come out and try out the cafe. It's very reasonable. They do a great job with their food menu and their items. They also have a healthy selection,
sure.
So they have some wraps and some sandwiches and some salads as well.
Right in the Quarter Center, real easily accessible. And while you're there, and again, some older people. They might want to take a look at some of the classes. I mean, there are things that they might want to take. They're, because you guys do have classes where older people can take them and and audit them, or you know, at least continue their education if they want.
Yeah, no, we do have those opportunities, and we've had some people come in and they just kind of start walking down, you know, to where you register for class and start looking through the book or looking online, you know, to see, oh, that might be interesting, and they end up signing up for a class and end up doing that once
easy?
Or twice a week. So yeah, we welcome everybody. And again, that cafe is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 1.
So I don't know. I know you got track of all the sports teams. He keeps this long list. But I was going to say, do you have some theater things coming up? Have you heard? I don't know if she's made contact with you or not.
I know that Kay was going to have a meeting and just about.
Just to get things organized.
Yep, about some play opportunities. And then after that, we'll kind of see, where we're at from a numbers perspective and what we, would have the possibility of doing. And so we'll kind of stay tuned to kind of hear how that progresses.
She had a pretty good core group there. And I'm guessing maybe Sean's already starting to talk about the Ruck March coming up. That's probably an April event.
Yeah, no, that is. And that's a busy day for us because we have, I believe, home softball that day as well. But yeah, that's coming up in April. He's collecting sponsorships, selling T-shirts, taking applications for that event. We're looking forward to that coming up.
It's not that far away.
No, it's not. It's not.
All right, so let's talk about team basketball. Still won. I mean, men's basketball really having a good, great year.
Yeah, they are. We've got four contests remaining, and I think they're sitting right now at about 24-2 overall, 12-1 in conference play. And so they're currently a game ahead, leading the league in first place. In the last poll that came out this week, they're currently ranked number 4 in the country. And then the women just picked up a win Tuesday night over Marshalltown. So they're currently 19-7. So Jocelyn's having a great year. And I believe they're 10-4 in conference play. So they're sitting in about third place, trying to get into that 2 slot potentially. And they've got four games left as well. Tomorrow we're scheduled to play Iowa Western here at 1-3. So it'll be a doubleheader. It's our sophomore day. Come on out. Come check it out. It'll be a really neat day. All the snow is supposed to be done, early morning, and it's just going to be kind of blowing flurries at that point. The bulk of it's going to come, starting the day around 2-ish. I've already spoken with Iowa Western's administration, and, as long as their physical plant, people are comfortable getting on the road and driving, then we're going to be right on time, and I don't anticipate that changing at this point.
Okay. Well, we'll get that part's done. You had, an esports competition earlier? So the first one?
Yeah. No, so esports is interesting. They play at 7 p.m. on Fridays.
Okay.
And you have to log in to – and again, I'm learning a lot of the particulars.
He's learning
of this,
these.
Okay, but
– we grew up with Atari, folks.
Yeah, ColecoVision, right? Yeah. But that being said, you sign up 12 hours prior, and then they will try and get you a matchup. And so then we competed at 7 p.m. and it just kind of gave us an opportunity. The first one, we ended up doing an inter squad with all, because we have 15 students that are in the program, and that's kind of what we did. The actual game. So this is like kind of scrimmage season for esports for 2 weeks, and that's what it is. It's like their preseason.
Yeah,
just no different than the NFL preseason football game, right?
Yeah.
That's what this is for them, and then they get into that intercollegiate competitions. Here in about a week from today, actually. So it's coming up. So we're going to be, I don't know if I say lacing them up to go play, but we're going to go get the intercollegiate esports going. Yeah. And I'm excited just to kind of, they record statistics. Like every player has a profile. I don't know if you have turnovers somehow in video games or what the statistic lines look like, but it's the same as if you were doing a baseball or basketball or football. They just have different categories, I guess. So
we'll let them. We'll try we got a lot to learn.
Yes, yes.
There's
yes.
a lot of people are going, but younger people, they're well aware of what it is.
No, it's really, you know, it's been around for, like, at the college scene, yeah. you know, for about 5 or 6 years now. And we'd kind of had our toe in the water a little bit, and, you know, things kind of fell in line. You know, Christian Kreider's our head coach.
Sure.
Cody Cheesemar's our assistant coach. Christian's our IT director on our campus, and Cody's English professor for us. And both those gentlemen live here in town. And with competitions being at 7 to 11 at night,
yeah,
that's good. It's nice that they can, you know, get up there and get the students in there and coach the team.
So. All right. Since we last visited, you did mention track and field. I know we had cross country was going to, they were running individually at some indoor meets. Mm-hmm. And so now we're talking track and field both?
Yeah, we will.
Or are we just going to have let them keep running on the track side of it?
We're running on the track side of it. We're running, you know, 800s, running the mile. Mm-hmm. We're dabbling with a distance med.
Okay.
And we've got a couple men and women that are going to probably maybe run some 400s for us.
Okay.
And so we're just kind of getting the lay of the land, if you will. And obviously Michael ran track and field yeah. at Iowa, so he has a really good background in cross country. But he has a good background in kind of the ins and outs of, you know, we ran at Iowa State 3 times, went to Northern Iowa once, we're off this week. And then next week up in Storm Lake is the indoor Region 11 championships. And so we're going to go participate in that up at Buena Vista.
Okay.
I think right now we've got three or four of our men and women that are about an eighth of a second off of qualifying for nationals in the 800.
Okay.
And we've got about six or seven that are about a second off in the mile.
Do they go and run as DMAC, or do they run independently, or how does that work?
We register as open, but okay. we are DMAC.
DMAC. Okay.
You know, we don't have any field events at this time. We don't have any
sure.
any hurdles or shuttle relay or yeah. you know, 4x1s and 4x2s. But so that, you know, I do think, you know, because really, you know, for track and field, you know, you pay your entry fee, and you really just gotta get them something to eat and yeah. some, you know, and some waters and Gatorades yeah. and those type of things to replenish their systems. But other than that, you know, it's pretty relatively inexpensive, and all of our meets are pretty local with the exception of the national ones.
Sure.
So, you know, I think it's a great option. And I know that our cross country students that are now, you know, participating in this, it's great for them
because it's a conditioning thing for them.
Yeah. And they stay around that spring semester, and which gets us back to talking about enrollment yeah, and yeah. talking about numbers and housing. And it's just neat to see them. I mean, they're running around town. I get people telling me all the time, I know those got to be your guys or gals because they're just zipping around.
And away they go.
And away they go. And so, but yeah, so that's kind of where we're at with track and field. Mm-hmm. Indoor nationals are in Lubbock, Texas, actually, this year. So NFC in track, you have to qualify
yep.
a time, just like going to Drake Relays or state
yep.
straight track and field.
Got to have a time.
And so, you know, we're knocking on the door. And I did tell them, you know, if we get, you know, even if it's just one student that qualifies, we're going to send them. And we'll get to have that experience. And I sure. think that's important to reward those young people for all the time they put in, you know.
Laying the groundwork.
So, yeah, yeah. And so they're doing that with track and field.
Baseball, softball on the road?
Yeah, baseball left yesterday. They're in Dallas today, tomorrow, and Sunday. So they're going to get about 6 games in while they're down in Texas. And softball left this morning at 8, and they are on the way to Burlington.
Okay, they play indoors there.
Yep, there's a little dome inside there. There's about 10 teams, and they'll have a live stream feed on our website for that. And they'll play at 1-3 today.
Okay.
And then get home, hopefully beat the snow home when they get done playing about, you know, 4:35 o'clock.
Okay. So again, the seasons are already getting underway.
Yeah, no, they are.
I was looking at the Ryan and I were going this morning. You know, here we are, middle of February, and I don't remember them being actually on the road this early, but yeah, they have been. This is typically yeah. the time when they start heading out, going
yeah.
south if they can.
Yeah, both teams will typically get into maybe 3, but they'll, you know, trips where they go south. You know, a lot of times we'll go to Kansas and just pick off 2 or 3, just start yeah. out west and, you know, play. Work our way home.
If Mother Nature permits.
Right. And that's the thing about, you know, outdoor sports. I mean, we're dealing with right now with basketball, you know, monitoring that today. But like I said, I don't foresee there being a change for tomorrow. But, you know, you start getting into, you know, February, March, and April, you just never know We've had snowstorms in May before, so you just never know what Mother Nature is going to decide to do that day.
Dance, I was going to ask about that because I think she's been out recruiting some dancers.
She has, yes. Kelsey Gillespie's our head coach. She has a Gillespie Dance Academy in Colfax, Iowa, and so. But anyway, she's actually on the road right now. There's a national event in Florida, Iowa Central, NIAC, Iowa Western, and I believe Kirkwood sent their teams down to that. And so it's kind of a recruiting event, too, to kind of get our name out there on that national scene. You know, obviously, if that's what the teams we want to compete against are doing, we better put our foot forward and get in the race, because I don't want to just be average at anything. So so we're going to get in there and see what that's all about. You know, she has an extensive experience with dance, having danced at Iowa Central in college, and obviously has her own academy. And she's actually one of her former students is dancing at Iowa State, and which leads me to February 22nd, which is a week from today.
Okay,
our basketball teams are on the road in Mason City at NIAC, so she will be hosting a DMAC dance camp.
Okay.
And so we'll have opportunities for young folks, young dancers, right?
Yeah.
To come out and kind of have a camp, but her former student that's dancing at Iowa State is going to be kind of the guest speaker.
Okay.
So that's kind of neat for the young people to get to see someone that, hey, if I start here at DMAC in this dance deal, maybe I can go to Iowa State.
Yeah.
You know, or University of Iowa, or, you know, go to a 4-year and keep competing. And that's our goal. I mean, we want to turn this into a feeder thing just like we do with all the other programs. You know,
keep going.
So we're going to continue to do that. And I think April, March 29th is actually, she's going to hold a tryout.
Okay.
So we'll have the camp on February 22nd, and then 29th, like most colleges have a tryout this time of year. So then, the dancers can decide, hey, you know, I'm going to go to this school or that school, right? And so then they pick it. So they come and they try out. I mean, she'll have cuts. I mean, it's going to be, we're going to cap it at 12. And so you have to come and, you know, present your tryout dance, and they evaluate. She'll have a panel that evaluates and scores it just like they do at a competition. And then she'll make her decisions based upon what she feels fits her program the best.
Who would have thought?
Hey.
I mean, when you came in coaching basketball, you're going, well, we got this and this. And I know there's always others that would say, well, have you thought about, well, you had Dan Gable come and say, have you thought about wrestling?
So, sure.
And again, those are, but you got a step at a time.
Yeah, no, it does. And with these two programs, and actually four, you know, with track and field, you know, like I said, it helps us, you know, fill that occupancy in student housing. And we know that, you know, we're going to fill it because everybody's got, you know, a goal that they're trying to get to for, you know, people on their programs and in the housing. And then also get them registered for class, and then we can continue to grow those face-to-face options and, you know, get more people, get more classes back, and just continue to have, you know, the DMAC Boone campus grow. That's kind of the ultimate goal for everybody, serve the students and continue to, you know, improve and make things better the best you can each day.
In the meantime, we are getting ready to host a national tournament, golf tournament. I know you've got a number of people that are helping out with that.
Yeah.
And again, we are literally, 3 months away?
We are. We met Tuesday out at Cedar Point, so it would have been Pat Clemens, Carol Clemens, representing, you know, the Clemens group in Cedar Point. Chris Blocker was there, representing Boone County, CBB. Chris Seabach was there, our head men's and women's golf coach, because he's, you know, he's obviously run a lot of these events before, and so he's kind of working on the golf side of things. Mm-hmm. And then Corey Henson was there with his staff, you know, because they're the ones that'll be taking care of
the grounds
piece
ready.
Of it. Yeah. And so, we had a great meeting. You know, we're working at, Chris and I are kind of, Blocker and I are kind of doing the fundraising aspect of it a little bit, and Coach Seabach's, you know, helping out with that as well. But, you know, we're going to have five scoring tents that will be up for sponsorship. Every three holes, the golfers have to report their scores because then they put it into a live app.
Sure.
So you can actually watch it in real time on your phone or your computer. Okay. Yeah, it's interesting, right?
It's all new technology.
Yes. So
we're not doing this halfway.
Right. And then we're putting, Corey and his team are going to put together, we're going to have a really nice place to put your scorecards, you know, like you have when you're at a tournament.
Sure.
They're going to build a big one of those right up by the clubhouse, and they'll be able to utilize that for all their events, you know, be that hospital foundation, Chick Stiff Fat Guys, whatever they happen to have for events. And so that was great. And then they also did share that that new restroom / concession stand is scheduled to be operational by that meet. And so we'll have that on the front nine, which is going to be great. We've all been wanting that for years. I know, just playing out there, it's nice to have a little spot to maybe grab a snack and
a little break,
use the facility. So, so that went really, really well. We meet with the NJCAA, I believe, next week, just to kind of go over logistically some things. We're going to have the dinner. For the gals, will be the Monday night. So how it works is, so they'll come in on the
11th of May,
and that's an optional practice round.
Okay.
So you know, that they set that up on their own. We just give them some time slots to make reservations, tee times with the you know, golf course.
And my guess is there will be a lot of good faces out there on the course.
Yeah, we're gonna have, I think it's 90 golfers plus 15 at large. So we're going to be 105. We're expecting throughout this week to have over 1,000 people here.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, it's going to be,
and it's going to be pretty all week long.
Yeah. So then, so like I said, so the 11th is an option round. May 12th is the practice round. So on the 11th they can have carts. On the 12th they got to walk.
Yeah.
And you know, every team will get 18 holes, and then at 5:30 that night on that Monday, we're having the banquet for the teams out at the farmhouse north of town here.
Okay.
So we've made that reservation and announced that. Whether or not will be our caterers locally from town here. So they'll be setting that up out there. And then we're working on a speaker. We've got a good idea. It is a former LPGA player from the area.
Okay.
But that's a TBA. So we're working on some things
still
there.
Still working on getting things
and
finalized.
Coach Seabuck's working on getting that finalized. And then they'll compete 13, 14, 15, 16. So you have 4 days of 18 hole rounds, and they'll have that all set up, to go off in the times and whatnot. And then Chris had put together, Blocker, we've got sign up Genie, I think is the thing. I'm learning all these things now that my students are getting into sports, and I got to get snacks, right?
Yeah.
We're looking for volunteers. Carol has some information at the course if anybody would like to come out and sign up for a shift. But we're looking at probably over 100 volunteers for the week. Some people may repeat, but we'll need about 20 per day to assist with things from parking, scoring tents, snacks. I mean, and so we'll have T-shirts that are going to be donated that say staff on the back. And those type of things. And we'll have lunch offered during the day, but we're looking for volunteers. So reach out to Chris or stop out to the course or call in Carol. They have that website that they can provide for you to get signed up.
That'll be one of those things that if you get really good volunteers and make it really a smooth event, you might get another one.
Yeah, no, and that's exactly right. You know, and we're going to have, food sponsors. We're going to have, people looking to help out with attractions too, right?
Sure.
So we want to make sure we get that stuff, in programs and in social media as well. I mean, so we're really going to showcase the city of Boone and the county nationwide. And people say, well, that's kind of we need to go back there maybe someday, and check that out. So we're working on that. And then one other thing. We met Tuesday. No, the snow day. It was Wednesday. Yeah. I had 11 o'clock. So I was supposed to drive to Carroll because we are co-hosting the Region 11 baseball tournament. And that runs May 8th through the 11th. And the 12th, that Monday, is the IF game. Right? And by the way, graduation's on May 9th. And we could potentially host softball districts the 9th, 10th, and 11th. So
you might be a little busy.
So we're going to be a little busy in May. So
we'll look forward. We'll next time we visit, so we'll only be 2 months away. Maybe we'll have a chance to get a little update on how we're progressing there too.
Yep. No, absolutely.
Be Jim again, our guest on our program today. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Jim. We appreciate everything KWBG does for DMACC. Thank you.